Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It is the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Welcome, everybody. How you doing? It is myself, John Boy, and not Jake. Jake is in Oklahoma with terrible Wi-Fi, so we subbed in the wonderful Joes McFly of Pinstripe Strong, Yankees Twitter fame. Joes, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
What's going on, man? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, big series. Everyone's talking about this series. I think it's like the talk of baseball right now. Two best records. Are you excited about this? Do you think this is going to be an intense three sets? That's kind of what I've been saying. I don't think it is.
I've heard such things. It's going to be a big series. I think it. I don't know. I think it is. I think team, especially the players' weekend too. So it's something to get used to now too, with the different jerseys, right?
Yeah, they're horrible. They're horrible this year.
They look really bad. The other ones are like, okay, they look nice. You know, the Yankees. This one is like black and white. It's like, what's going on here? But at least I think that this is going to be a pretty good series. I think players get up for this, especially in a long season, but
we'll see. I think the players will. I can see the Yankees like sitting Judge tomorrow and just saying, you know, we're going to stick to our rest schedule. And then it's like, what are we doing? I also think the broadcasts are going to be Sunday Night Baseball-esque with so many interviews and segments. And it's like, show me the game. But that's just how I feel. I am excited. It is going to be, it's going to be fun to see these two teams go. The best two records in baseball. They never see each other. All that nonsense.
That'll be nice. I know some people, no matter which way it goes, whether Yankees win 2 out of 3 or the Dodgers win 2 out of 3 or somebody sweeps another team, that, oh, man, this is what it will be like in the playoffs. It's like, no, it's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not indicative. The way they play it, the way they use the relievers, is not going to be the same thing. But it'll be fun. All right, the lineup the Yankees are throwing out is as follows. DJ LeMay, who's leading off, playing first base tonight. Judge batting second. Gleyber playing second, batting third. Gary Sanchez cleaning up at catcher. Gregorius, the 5 Gs. Gleyber, Gary, Gregorius at short. Gio at third. Gardner in center field. Cameron Maben in left field. And Paxton gets to hit. Ain't that wonderful, Joe?
Can't stand the pitcher hitting, but whatever. I guess some people call it baseball. Paxton, type of baseball calls it baseball.
Paxton is very bad with a bat.
Very bad. He looks like he's hurting himself out there. I don't think he has a hit, right? He doesn't have a hit yet.
I don't know, man. But I remember the first time. You always want to say, like, okay, are they going to stand in there and like look like a hitter? Or what's it going to look like? And Paxton stood in, and I was like, oh, no. He looks like a deer in headlights, usually, and with the bat in his hand. It's like, it just didn't belong. What's this? So, that'll be fun. What do you got on this lineup? I think it's pretty good. We got Romine, Wade, and Talkman on the bench.
Good talk, bench. Subs. Nice sub.
Yeah. Talkman crushes lefties. But he is a lefty, so they sat him. Gardner's in there. Gardner's a lefty who doesn't hit lefties well. So I'm kind of curious there. I wonder if they just want the veteran presence in center field, and Gardner missed 2 games to get him out there. But we'll see. Because Talkman does hit lefties really well. So,
I think it's that, and they want to have Maben in the lineup, you know, to have another righty in there. That's what I'm thinking, because of Ryu.
Yeah.
Even though he hits well, I that's what I'm thinking, that they're probably just going to go with that.
Yeah. It's a little interesting because Talkman just came off a nice series versus the A's, and Maben looked awful. But I think they're playing the lefty-righty splits. I don't really have too many complaints. The rest of the way, good lineup. No Romine, no Wade, so that's good.
And I'm a Gleyber batting third, man.
It's pretty good. I mean, why not? Move him up. He was 7th the other day, and he hit 2 home runs. I like that. And Gary cleanup. Hopefully that works out. Gleyber gets to kind of put himself on the main stage a little more than he's kind of already done that a lot, but that'll be fun.
I'm kind of excited. As a Yankee fan, I'm kind of excited to see the Dodgers, really. All I see every night on my Twitter feed, Dodgers walk off. Dodgers walk. I'm like, what's going on with this team, bro? It's like,
yeah. Can't you beat anyone by more than one run? Come on.
Right? What a joke.
The Dodgers, their lineup is Pollock is leading off playing center field. Justin Turner's batting second. Smith, the catcher, batting third. Mm. Bellinger in right field. Muncy down to fifth. And then Taylor at left. Seager, he had a big hit yesterday. He's playing short, batting seventh. Kike's eighth, and Ryu is the nine hole. I was kind of surprised by this lineup by the Dodgers. I looked at it. Dodgers fans are super happy with it. I just Muncy's real low. Like, Muncy's been batting second a lot. Turner does bat second every now and then, and Muncy's dropped to fifth once this month. Mm. But I was shocked by that. But I guess they're doing their righty lefty splits as well. No Jock, Pollock's in.
I already know what they're doing. They're like, wait a minute, this guy struggles in the first inning. It is automatic to struggle in the first inning for this guy. Let's just throw up all of these guys up here.
Dude.
Let's see what happens.
That's why I was like, Bellinger and Muncy don't come up in 1-2-3. Paxton has like a chance at a good first inning, maybe. I mean, if you put Bellinger, Muncy, 2-3, it's automatic two runs for the Dodgers. Almost cheat code against Paxton.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, for the Dodgers, they're like, just one of you guys get on, guys. Just one. That's probably what they're telling them. Just one of you guys get on,
yeah,
and then we'll take care of the rest. Because this guy's just going to cough it up, trust me.
Yeah, it's true. Like, if Turner gets on, I was trying to see who's hot for the Dodgers lately. Let's see who it is. I was looking it up. Corey Seager is incredibly hot. His last six games, he's got a .375 on base percentage with eight hits. And then the other one is Chris Taylor. He played two games, but he was pretty good in it. But who? Where was it? Dude, Matt Beatty's hot, and he's not playing, so that's nice of them. And then Turner has a .389 batting average in his last five games. But it's the Dodgers. They're all swinging big sticks. They're all
And then it's good. Let's just hope we blow them out so we don't have to worry about a walk off late. You know, that's just what I'm thinking about.
They're
good pitching, man. Good pitching.
So Ryu's on the mound for them, and he. I think the Dodgers have only lost six games that Ryu started this season so far. I think they've won 17 or something like that. He's fighting his own teammates for Cy Young in the National League. It's going to be incredibly hard to get to him. No one really has a history. DJ LeMahieu has a history because they were in the same division for a while, and it's not good. 2-16. Cameron Maben, 0-10, which makes me
question. How about Didi, though, huh? It's a long sample time. Dude, for Didi.
2-5. How about that? Yo, Cameron Maben, 0-10, is now making me question him over Talkman even more.
You know what? I didn't even see that because I usually pull up people with batting averages, and I guess that's why I missed them.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
Let's hope that he breaks out. That's the only thing that I'm kind of thinking about now.
Yeah. No one in this Dodgers lineup has a history versus Paxton. Yeah. I mean, David Freese has really good numbers against him. He's not playing. And Jock Peterson, he's not playing. So, I mean, whatever. Paxton, last game he was first runs in the first inning, and then he settled down for three, and then he's bad again. We were both at that game. I don't know. Do you expect him to bring it in this big environment, this fun? Like, I almost like that Paxton has game one because I think he feeds off the energy of the stadium and stuff like that. If he gets a 1-2-3, I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he's a guy. I think I heard you mention this before, too. He's a guy that's like, if he's going against the Orioles, it's like, whatever. He's just going through the motions kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then if this is a big, you know, this is a big spot right now. Everybody's kind of hyping up this series. Everybody, you know, also people are kind of hyping up their own cleats, too. Clint must be killing himself for this one.
Yo, man. Talkman's cleats are fucking cool. Game of Thrones? Did.
Yeah, I see them. Hot, man. I looked at them. CeCe had some good ones. Didi had some really good ones. But
did Didi draw his himself again?
I think so, but they look really nice. It's like different colors and all that stuff, so that's awesome.
Nice.
But I think Paxton gets up for it, man. I do think so. I think we'll see. I'll look at his velocity. If he's going through the motions, then he's got like he's at 95, 94. He's,
yeah, I still he's think back. I still think back to that one start against the Red Sox early in the season.
That's the one that gives me hope about this.
Yeah,
time,
right? that's like you just think about that one. He's throwing 98 on the black in the first inning, and you're like, "Damn, this guy can do that!" And then he hasn't really done it since. So
that's what you call the pretty girl with the curl start, bro. It just drives you crazy. It's like, well, I guess I put up with all this bullshit. If he could do that, he has the ability. You just keep using that word, but
yeah,
Yanks got their work cut out for them, man. This guy, I mean, it's kind of rough. Kind of rough, man. 1.64 ERA for Ryu.
Yeah, he's fucking good. We'll see how it goes. Paxton's gonna be. Do you have any like specific what to watch for? We like to do that sometimes. Okay. Like I like to watch Judge because I think Judge had a stepping stone performance in Oakland where he had three hits. One was a bomb home run that he pulled. He made a lot of good contact though, and he looked better. Now it sucks to take that into Ryu and then Kershaw on Sunday, but I'm hoping he can build off that a little bit. So I'm interested to see Judge. Also, big stage. This is like a big stage where everyone's going to want to see the big names do big things. And Judge is the biggest name on the Yankees. So I'm seeing if he can come to task a little bit here. His first time playing against the Dodgers. You got anyone on either side that you're kind of like honing in on?
Well, I mean, for me, I think on the Yankee side, I think somebody like Gary might have a series where people are kind of overlooking him.
Okay.
Where, I mean, like you said, it's Ryu, and you also have Kershaw. I think you might see him go yard a couple of times here. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, Ryu doesn't even really give up runs, so he's, like, allergic to them. but, you know, that would be nice. I've seen him scold a couple of balls. Judge, I'm right on with that. And I think DJ's been kind of slumping a little bit. If you really want to call it that, I mean, well,
he was hitting into a lot of bad luck.
He's half human. He's half human. Yeah, bro. It's okay.
Yeah,
I really want to see Bellinger, bro. I his batting stance is like real interesting to me, bro. It's just, I look at him and then he just creates so much power. And then Muncy's a guy that I feel like, you know, for what he's done and come on the scene, I want to see Muncy also. So I think that this Dodger lineup, if Yankee fans aren't familiar with it, these guys wreck too, bro.
Yeah. Yo, Bellinger's batting stance is awesome. It's so still, and then just fucking unloads.
Yes.
It's really fun. It's perfect for that side angle slow-mo shot. It's like the number one batting stance you want to see that camera angle catch.
It is. Yeah he's cool. He's great. So
We like to do a pitching path to victory, and that is basically who we think is available out of the pen and who's coming. For this one, it's Paxton to the Four Horsemen, right? They haven't pitched in fucking forever. It should be Otto, Canely, Britton, Chapman. That's like the goal. That is the number one plan, I think.
If somehow, some way, Sessa's warming up in this game, something has gone horribly awry. But I think, yes, that's what you want to do. You got a lead. I don't even think there's too much of a... You know, Yankees lost four straight. They kind of need a W here. Even though, you know, you got an eight-game lead, it's not a must-win, you know, of course, but need a W right now. So I think you have to just give us five, Paxton. Can you just give us five?
Yeah.
Runs, maybe?
I mean, if he does five, they might pull him because it's time to just use these guys.
Yes.
They haven't pitched in a long time. Ottavino pitched 2 days ago, but that's really it. If they do get in trouble, if he sucks and someone needs to come in the third or fourth inning, we're looking at Nestor Cortez.
Okay. I think Sessa was used last game, right?
Yeah, Sessa threw 27 last game. Chad Green threw 35 2 days ago. So I think we're looking at Johnny Lasagna or Nestor. So Paxton has to give us at least five good innings, which isn't a tall ask, but geez, come on.
It's like we keep lowering the bar for the guy.
Yeah.
Yo,
he's
please,
supposed just... to be our ace.
Yes. Yeah.
Whatever.
That would be nice.
All right. Here comes the fun one. Homer draft. You're choosing for Jake. So how it works is we get to choose two people. You have the first pick, so you can take anyone you want, and then I get two picks, and then you get to round it off. Just who you think's hitting a homer tonight on the Yankees. You got a first pick?
Gleyber Torres.
Hit two yesterday.
Yes.
They slides up to the three hole today. I mean, that's a good pick. It makes a lot of sense.
Yes, Gleyber Torres.
All right. So my two, I really want to go Judge and Gary right off the back, but then I can't use them the rest of the series.
Oh.
So.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yeah, so that's a bummer. So I'm going to go Judge because he hit a home run game one of Oakland, and I called that one. And then let's see, who do I want that's a little lower? I'm going to go Didi.
Okay.
I'm going Judge and Didi.
Wait, I got to pick two or one?
Yeah, you get. So now you get another one, but you can't choose Judge. You can't choose Didi. You got Gleyber and
Gio.
Nice.
I'll go with Gio. I feel like he comes up with those, you know, surprising home runs. I think DJ LeMahieu still continues to slide a little bit, you know, hitting into some bad luck, especially against Ryu, guy that he struggles. But Gio, I could see Gio coming out in this game.
Four strikeouts yesterday, so maybe he wants to redeem himself real quick.
Yes, real quick.
Real quick. All right. Next up, over under. Dude, it's going to be pretty low. National League game, Ryu's on the mound. I like to guess what Vegas will have it as. They are juggernaut offenses, though. I think I'm going to guess they have it at 9.5. Let me see if I can find it. They had all of the Oakland games at 9.5. Do you want to try and guess?
What, the spread or the
score? Ooh, the over-under is 8.5. We haven't had one that low in a long time. Wow. 8.5. That might be the lowest in Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Okay, now there was two others that were 8.5 versus the Rays a while ago. That is low. You think it's going to be? So let's see. Like, how do you envision this game going? You think it's going to be like a 4-2 game? That's under. You think it's going to be 5-4? That's over. Simple math.
Okay. Well,
Ryu's fucking good.
Yeah, he is. It's going to be a low scoring game. I'm going.
That's so under. Like, it can be.
I feel like I gotta go under because of Ryu, but I mean Paxton kind of makes me want to bring it up a little bit, but
Dodgers only scored two and three in their last two games.
They only beat teams by one run, right? They only beat teams by one run, so it's gonna be a low scoring game. So I'm going under.
The under seems so safe. I think we're gonna sneak it. I think we're gonna sneak an over in. I'm gonna go over, but like barely. Like a 5-4, like a 6-4 win. Because Ryu's real good, but Paxton could give up three in the first three batters.
Yeah, that's the...
He
can kill your night right there.
And then you got to battle from behind, so we'll see. I'm going to take the over. I've been taking overs and winning a lot, so here we go.
Is Ryu due for a bad game? Hold on. Oh, no, that was the last start.
He hasn't had many bad games.
Yeah, no, that's what I was looking at. His last
Four earned runs, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Hey, it's going to be a low scoring game.
Four earned runs in Ryu's last game, and in his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 before that, he gave up 2 in 6. Jesus Christ. That's insane.
We're going under for this one. Going under, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can turn to the chat. We got a lot of people hanging out with us to see if I can catch any questions. For anyone watching this that wants to watch these tomorrow and Sunday, make sure to subscribe to the Talkin' Yanks YouTube channel because that is where we usually do this every single day. But because this is a big game, we decided to do it on the main channel. I'm going to paste the channel. Go subscribe to that. Help us out. We appreciate it. If the playoffs started today, what happens? Man, I don't know. You'd never know. The playoffs are a crapshoot. So the Dodgers are primed. Dude, the Braves are primed. Like, the Braves have good pitching.
I mean, let me take a look because I feel like the wild card always changes, right? So you said if the playoffs start today. So we have, of course, New York, Minnesota, Houston, and then we have Oakland and Tampa Bay. I mean, Oakland's kind of hot right now, right? So if the playoffs started today, they'd be running their hot streak. I think
the wild card game sucks though, and takes so much energy to just play in the wild card. I'm so excited. I mean, unless barring a terrible collapse, the Yankees aren't going to be in the wild card. Do you think the Cardinals will make the playoffs? I do, as a wild card team. I don't know, man.
I think the Mets might get in there.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are leading the Central right now, right?
Yeah, I think they're tied with the Cubs.
Yeah.
But they might beat up on each other down the way. The Mets have a really, really hard schedule. We did this on Talking Baseball, Jake and I, this morning. The rest of the Mets schedule is so hard. I mean, they can do it. They're playing well. They got good pitching, but it's brutal. Pitching. Yeah.
That pen, I don't really trust that pen too much, but their starting pitching is it looks like it's really come around, but I don't know. There's something about Washington that just makes me feel like they're just going to choke down the stretch.
They have the starting pitching if they can get in a good situation, but
that bullpen is just, I feel like everybody in the NL East, like, their bullpen is like, you just kind of,
yeah.
Also, you know, whatever happens at night, it just happens. So
I also got Adam Eaton, and I don't like rooting for him. He's crazy. He's he's not my favorite to root for. You're just like, whoa, dude, calm down. You look like you're such an asshole.
He's like a hardo.
And Todd Frazier straight up said, ask anyone on that team, no one liked Adam Eaton. So that's one of the more likable guys in baseball says that. It's kind of hard. All right. You want Joe Kelly to come in this game? Is he still doing stuff for the Dodgers? Do you hold any, like, animosity, or do you still, like, enjoy seeing Joe Kelly suck?
I enjoy seeing him suck, but, I mean, the guy, he won a ring, so it's like he kind of has, like, that ultimate, hey.
Trump card, yeah.
Yeah, the Trump card right there. But, yeah, I mean, Joe Kelly's, like, to me, he's like a fake tough guy kind of thing. Like,
he's on a real heater right now. He's pitching a lot in the eighth inning, seventh inning, but he hasn't allowed an earned run this month. He hasn't allowed an earned run in his last 9 games, and he's only allowed 3 hits in his last 9 games. Fuck. Joe Kelly's doing good stuff. So
doing really good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Kelly.
Dude, I'm so...
Welcome home. Welcome home, bro.
I am so not tuned into the Dodgers lineup because the Dodgers fans keep telling me this is a nasty lineup, and I thought we were getting a lighter lineup than usual out of them. So I am admittedly wrong, but like I saw Muncy down to 5, and
that just makes it makes it longer if anything, man. And I just think that if Paxton doesn't get a 1-2-3 inning, man, and he has to then go through Bellinger, Muncy, I think it's gonna, you know, it might be a little bit of a rough go for him, man. Seriously. Yeah.
Their bench is Martin, Jock. Is Verdugo hurt, or is he on the bench, or is Jock hurt right now? I don't know.
I don't have their lineup. They will.
Verdugo's on the IL, and so is Tyler White. So is David Freese, which is good because he crushes Paxton. Russell Martin's not playing. Russell Martin and Adam Eaton, same boat. Not a fan of either of those.
Well, yeah, since that Gary thing, I kind of, even though, you know, it was like, okay, well, it was nice when he was a Yankee, but since the Gary thing, when he was trying to fight him and he's like this karate guy, it's like he's looking for a reason to use his his martial arts. Is like, bro, relax. Go to a dojo, man. Get all that out, bro.
Go to a dojo. I agree. All right. That ends the pregame show. Thanks very much for joining, Joes. Tune in tomorrow on the Talkin' Yanks podcast channel. And we will, we'll have Joes back on. We got big things coming. We thank you guys and see you later. Go Yanks.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.